Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Whatever you want. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. Again, that's 603-283-6160. And one of our viewers on YouTube has pointed out that Hans Christian Andersen published The Little Mermaid in 1837. And so odds are, the way he pictured her, she was probably not black. And that's true. Things were pretty backward back in 1837. And I can't imagine a progressive author coming forward when in writing a Black Little Mermaid, but I also don't find it very likely that Hans Christian Andersen, again, I haven't read the book. I'm tempted now to actually read the book. I don't know if I really want to waste my time doing that, though, but I tend to think there was probably no mention of Ariel's skin color whatsoever in the novel. I don't know that. But that's what my gut feeling tells me.
I don't remember. I read the book, but I don't remember.
Because I've read a lot of stories, and I can think of a few that specifically mention, like, the skin color of the character. Like, there's the Driss Doerden series written by R.A. Salvatore, which features a drow elf, and drow elves in Dungeons & Dragons are notorious for having black skin and white hair. So it makes sense that they would bring up the skin color of this character, but for the most part, I don't think it's ever really come up. They might say, oh, this person has chestnut hair or whatever. Okay, but we're dealing in a fantasy world with, like, elves and stuff here. I have a pretty easy time picturing a black chick with blonde hair. It's not damaging the fiction at this point to imagine these possibilities. But again, you know, I don't know. Skin color doesn't really cross my mind when I'm reading fiction. I'm more engaged in the story and stuff like that. And it's not going to hurt me if a character is one skin color or another. But we do have Penguin, Mortified Penguin, on the line. Penguin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How you doing? You guys looking great on cam.
Thanks. What's in your mind tonight?
I know we don't necessarily talk about it too much, but libertarian messaging and, like, the Libertarian Party, you know, they exist, and they certainly, you know, generate a lot of press or a lot of buzz because they have, I guess, access to a lot of eyes and ears. So
the Libertarian Party does?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, relatively speaking.
Compared to us, sure.
Yeah, I mean, for people, most average, you know, just regular run-of-the-mill folks think of Libertarian. A lot of people think of, oh, that's that party, like the party and stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, or,
well,
like,
the average person is out there going, we need a third party in the United States. I mean, they don't even know the Libertarian Party exists.
Yeah, maybe like one step above average, but yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, I mean, when you hear, like, the idea, I go, what is, you know, libertarianism? So, like, the party, you know, I mean, it's the, I guess, the default kind of thing. I think that's what you would think, absent other information. But it seems like ever since the party's come under, you know, new leadership, kind of in the, on the state levels and national and ever, and I'm kind of on the sidelines, just been following that kind of stuff on social media or whatever, seems like they've really kind of pushed a lot of their message to just kind of dumb trolling and just not just trolling to piss people off or offend people, but also just kind of playing dumb, just to kind of.
Well, wait, because I don't pay any attention to the Libertarian Party. I used to be so passionate about, but then I moved to New Hampshire and I was like, oh yeah.
I don't, like, purposely follow it, but I see it on Twitter. So, for example, I can't remember what exact tweet I was about to.
I don't have anything against the Libertarian Party. It's just, I don't see it as a very valuable vehicle for achieving the goals that I want to achieve. So to me, it's like, you know, I'm happy to see them doing their thing over there, but I don't think it's going to be successful. And I think the thing that I'm working toward is significantly more successful and has a track record of being successful. And this doesn't mean they can't run their little race over there and do what they want to do, but it would be more successful. We would all be more successful if we pulled our resources together into one thing. And the thing that I'm doing is demonstrably more successful than the thing they're doing. So if one of us is going to abandon what we're trying, it should be them, not me.
I think that they're purposefully, I mean, I don't want to be one of those people who says anyone who isn't, doesn't agree with me 100% or isn't, you know, as pure with the ideology is, you know, what is the word that Howard called us, controlled opposition. It's not that I think that they are purposefully controlled opposition, but I think a lot of people think, oh, I'm in the Libertarian Party now, this is all I have to work towards, and it's just like, it might have been created as a way for people to end up in the cul-de-sac before the gold mine, as people like to call things like the New Age movement. Well, it's it, they
I don't
call
know
it that,
what that means.
They call it that because it's like somebody starts searching for truth, right? They get on the right path, and they're like, you know, finding out all this stuff. Hey, I didn't realize that the FBI did this in the past. Wow, they're actually maybe bad because they got turned on to that because Trump's house got raided. So they start looking into it. Then they end up finding the Libertarian Party, and they're like, oh, I've done it. I've figured everything out, and that's all I have to do. I have to vote Libertarian now. And I just don't see it being a solution, like Arya's saying. And I think that whether the people who are in it right now are purposefully controlled opposition or not, I think that when their type of things on Twitter, like their tweets are getting ridiculous, I don't want to like call anybody out because it's not like I think anybody's doing anything on purpose. I just think that people need to stop being so comfortable and being like, oh, I'm a libertarian, I'm going to vote libertarian and that's it. Like, do you have a community? Do you know how to use weapons? Do you, like, some people don't take it seriously enough. Like, I think that the stuff that I'm talking about on Free Talk Live is more like life or death serious. Like, I don't think it's just, oh, I found the right party and now I can hang out and, you know, say stupid, like, taxation is theft on Twitter and just get likes, you know?
Well, the Libertarian Party, it's largely wasted effort. Like, do these people genuinely believe that they're going to go from, what, 2.1% of the popular election to, you know, 40% in the next, in our lifetime? Do people genuinely believe that they're going to see a Libertarian representative or a Libertarian senator or a Libertarian president? It's never going to happen.
I'm not quite sure, but I think there's a lot of different ideas about what might come of it. But, I mean, I think it does have potential as just a vehicle for – it could, if as a vehicle for, like, I don't know, public relations or just kind of getting the meme as in the original sense of the word, the idea of
– I mean, if they were good at public relations, but then you end up with Bill Weld and Gary Johnson, who not only are they bad at conveying the message, but the message they're conveying is not libertarianism.
And I think that's the problem.
Bill Weld, Bob Barr, all them. Yeah.
You know, the message is getting a little muddy, and it's just getting watered down, where a lot of the people in the Libertarian Party, I'm sure by our standards, aren't quote unquote real libertarians. You know, they're very statist. But to run for office, you have to be, because I don't want to say it like that, but you're playing the statist game.
Yes.
So clearly you believe in the state because if you didn't, you would just ignore it and live your life.
Even Joe Jorgensen was like so milquetoast. I was just like, they had such an this is the things that can't, I mean, I can't help but think of them as, like, controlled opposition, whether everybody involved knows about it or not. It's just, like, they had such an opportunity in 2020. It's, like, the Democrats ran Joe Biden, and we ran Joe Jorgensen. That's just ridiculous. Like, I can't even imagine a worse choice. I'm sorry. It's just, like, oh, let me do something milquetoast.
Worse choices.
What?
They've had worse choices in the past than Joe.
There weren't very many worse choices, though. But like in 2016, they ran Gary Johnson. Like, if ever there was a year to run John McAfee, it would have been 2016.
Yeah.
He would have stood out as the sane, John McAfee standing out as the sane, rational person. That's exactly what you want from an optics standpoint, right? And he's only going to do that against crazy people like Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton.
Oh, yeah. Or Donald Trump and Joe Biden. But yeah, I think he already left the country by then, or so he couldn't have done it in 2020. But just somebody else like him who's really, even like, I don't know, Spike Cohen being the president instead of the VP would have been so much better than freaking Bill.
I think they're playing the woman card.
Spike Cohen thinks that activism is tweeting at government bureaucracies, and he thinks that some. I watched this guy stay at the Libertarian National Convention in Reno, one of the few moments I tuned into it, say something to the effect of, and we're going to continue making government employees miserable on social media.
Yeah,
and the child cruelty. I'm like, that was the most pathetic. That's your rallying cry? Dude, the government employees aren't are paying any attention to this crap you're tweeting at them and commenting on it. I don't know if it's controlled opposition, but you couldn't be a less effective activist than Spike Cohen. It is Free Talk Live.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live with Aria, Bonnie, and Nikki. As soon as I unmute myself, that is. And that's the first time I've ever failed to unmute myself. It's not too uncommon that we have missed one of the other buttons, but usually it's pretty easy to hit the one that we're on. But as inflation hits another 40-year high, it's actually down this year, this month, to 8.5% versus last month's 9.1% or whatever.
I don't even believe these numbers. Like, where are these numbers coming from? I don't believe it.
And in, like, the 1980s, they recalculated how they're going to calculate inflation. And this is,
so it's all fake anyways?
It's all fake, right? And it's all nonsense, and it's very difficult to care anything about it. We all know prices are going up. We all know that your soft drinks are getting smaller, your bottles of water are getting smaller, your bags of chips, your food, your portions, everything is getting smaller, and the prices for them are going up. You should turn to gold and silver to diversify your funds at BullionMax.com. They're a direct-to-consumer precious metals retailer that can help you diversify into gold and silver, and that gives you security for your family in times of crisis. I love the gold bag for exactly this reason. However, You can't just melt down the gold back to get the gold out of it.
Well, you could try.
No, they actually have a thing about this on ice.
They're like, please don't do this.
Yeah, on UPMX maybe? It's one of the
UPMA,
like,
right?
Yeah, that's what I meant, UPMA. And one of these places, they like specifically point out, hey, look, no, it doesn't work that way. We're talking on the level of atoms here and stuff like that. You're not
you
going
to
get usable gold.
Like a really hot crucible or something, like. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't remember all of the specifics, but it won't work. But this is why I also have silver, which is just pure silver that I got from a friend of mine named Silver Dave. So I don't know that the silver is legit, but he's got a pretty good reputation that I'm banking on, and it's legitimate silver. But you may not have those connections like we do here in New Hampshire, so you should go to BullionMax.com. Free Talk Live has a special offer to get you started. You can get their Silver Starter Kit at employee pricing at BullionMax.com/FTL. That's BullionMax.com/FTL, and it includes a 2022 Silver American Eagle, a Buffalo Round, and a Buffalo Silver Bar. I think they said that was 5 ounces of silver. I don't remember now. But check it out at BullionMax.com/FTL. And every single night that we do this live read here on the show that I'm on, I'm like, man, I'm going to go home and I'm going to buy me one of those right now.
No.
I'm going to have to do it during the break here, or I'm going to end up going home again tonight and forgetting about it. And then I'm going to be here next Monday going, man, getting it at the employee rate is a pretty big deal, right? Like, I can get silver at pretty much the actual cost of silver because I know a silversmith. But when it comes to, like, the gold back, there's a significant premium there.
Well, and also the silver rounds are a bit different.
What is, you know, typically, what is the Buffalo Round? Because they mentioned that, but I've never heard of it.
Well, it's just a coin. So okay. What I mean is buying, like, melted down silver bars versus the, like, actual coins. Yeah. I think typically the coins are worth a little bit more.
I believe it. So before we got into talking about that, we were talking about, I wanted to clarify here that I said going out to break this bill that you couldn't be a worse activist than Spike Cohen or something to that effect. That was badly phrased. Look, the guy does some really, he speaks in front of city councils and he does some actual hardcore activism that is worth paying attention to. But that's not the stuff that people think about when they think about Spike. They don't think about Spike Cohen standing up in front of a board of education explaining why this policy or that policy is bad. But he does do those things. And it's great when he does those things. And that's the level of activism that I love seeing in the world and that you should be doing here in New Hampshire, where you actually stand a chance of being successful at that because there's 4 or 5 other people standing behind you ready to say exactly the same things to the Board of Education instead of just being one person in a group of 50 and everyone else there disagrees with you. But he does do some amazing activism. However, the social media stuff is not activism. It's a waste of time, and I cannot get behind it or respect it from a standpoint of an activist. It's just not activism. Government employees are not seeing your comments and your tweets. And even if they are, they don't care. But chances are they're not seeing them. They post their thing and they go, right?
You know, I always see people post, like, people, this is always an argument within libertarians and anarchists on the internet. People are like, well, they will say to people who say what you're saying, and really, I'm ambivalent. I like to have these conversations, so if people get annoyed with me for arguing on Twitter. It doesn't really, it's not hurting me. Like, I like to do it. And once I get tired of it, I mute the conversation and move on. It's not like, oh, I spend all hours of my life, you know, it's, anyways. But
yeah, if someone wants to do that with an actual person on Twitter or Facebook or whatever, that's fine. I don't care.
I mean,
and
trolling,
if someone wants to troll the government employees, because, you know, then you're going to have people come in and see those responses they otherwise wouldn't have seen. Like, hey, maybe this person has a point. I'm on board with all that. But to stand there and say, you're actually achieving something. Like,
trolling is not activism.
Well, and that's what he said at the Libertarian National Convention. And we're going to continue making government employees miserable on social media. It's like, dude, you're not, though. Yeah. You're not having any effect whatsoever.
I would say, like, just to play devil's advocate, but really, like, I don't think it's activism either. I would just say that as long as you're doing something else, and that's not like your only activism, then, you know, one thing you are possibly doing is getting somebody else who reads it to think for the first time about a opinion that's usually not put out there. But I wouldn't say, oh, if you just sit at home, you don't live in New Hampshire, you don't do anything but register with the Libertarian Party and troll on Twitter, like, you're just not doing it enough. That's another canary before the gold mine. People probably feel like they're making a big difference in life, and they're just like, they need to, you know, ramp it up, I think.
I would absolutely agree. However, most people are more moderate than they'll readily admit when being pulled toward a vocal fringe, according to Axios.com in this study they're talking about. The gap between real and stated views can have a generational impact because media amplifies perceptions that then cues young adults. This generation's illusions tend to become next generation's private opinion. And I really wish they explained what they meant by that, but of course they did it because it's shoddy journalism, because that's what we live in 2022.
Yeah, that could be interpreted different ways.
Respondents were provided with a mix of traditional polling questions and other questions using a list experiment method or item count technique. Good God, what are they even talking about?
It's like when, you know, you put one for most important, then you put another one, you're like, oh, this is my second most important.
Oh, like they have you do it, like, you know, whatever, job interviews and stuff.
Yeah.
They probably could have phrased that a lot better than, like...
That's just my guess. I could be wrong.
On abortion, the study found men are much less likely to privately agree with the idea that the choice to have an abortion could... They make this confusing enough. Should be left to a woman and her doctor.
Weird.
So they agree or they disagree?
I don't know. They could not possibly have worded that worse, right? So 45% of men say... That the idea that the choice to have... I hate it. Why do people write like this? It's nonsense. Okay, Republican... moving on. On COVID-19, only 44% of women privately feel that wearing masks was effective at stopping COVID-19. See, that's a clear
statement.
That's still,
like, kind of like half.
Yes.
So half people think it works, half people think it doesn't.
Well, a little...
But it's even like more nuanced because they're talking about people who won't say it out loud, right?
Their numbers here add up to 110%. 63% felt that masks did work versus 44% who felt that they didn't. That's 110%. That's beyond the threshold of your margin of error here. I gotta find something better to talk about. I hate this article. Please, journalists, do better. It is free.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News. I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Former Alaska governor and vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin will be on the state's ballot for the U.S. House of Representatives. Meanwhile, Republican U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski will advance to Alaska's general election, where she will face a Trump-backed challenger. Tuesday's primary was the first in Alaska to use a nonpartisan ranking voting system. And the newly updated COVID-19 boosters are tailored to target the most recent variants and will be available in about 3 weeks. That's from White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha, who says it will happen assuming the FDA and CDC work through their processes for authorization as expected.
Those vaccines are coming very, very soon. And so it's going to be really important that people this fall and winter get the new shot. It's designed for the virus that's out there. And again, based on everything we have seen so far, all the data suggests it should be highly effective against the new variants.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. The Inflation Reduction Act has finally become law. It includes some caps on Medicare prescription costs, health insurance subsidies, hundreds of billions in tax credits for clean energy, and a tax increase on large corporations to reduce the federal budget. It passed the House and the Senate with party line votes, and President Biden made that clear before signing at the White House. Republicans calling it a grab bag of special projects, not a single one voted for it. And the United States successfully tested a long-range nuclear-capable ballistic missile Tuesday after twice postponing that launch to avoid stoking tensions over Ukraine and Taiwan. Joe Ciricione, a national security expert, says launching now was appropriate.
I think the administration showed admirable restraint. They didn't want to send the wrong signal by shooting off a nuclear-capable long-range missile during a crisis. It's appropriate to be testing it at this point.
This is USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, where you can take control of the airwaves. Talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
And Nikki, you had the story about lithium mining and how it can be worse for the environment. Because lithium mining, that's what is put in the batteries that the Teslas use and the Priuses use. And
yep.
I don't know what other cars
probably
are.
Like solar panels and stuff. Most of the, windmills, which are horribly inefficient and shouldn't even be a thing. It's just the batteries that are used to. I'm pretty sure they're in windmills, too.
Okay, I didn't realize they weren't needed.
Lithium batteries are used in a lot of things.
Well, I know my phone uses, like, a lithium-ion battery,
yeah,
right?
Most things do.
I don't know why that is. You know, I changed my major from physics, so I didn't really care about chemistry in the first place, but what are the properties of lithium that makes it so good for batteries? I don't know. I've never given
I don't know that either. All I know is I'm sick of people telling me that combustion engines and using gasoline and other fossil fuels are really bad for the environment. Yes, those things are probably bad for the environment, and we're probably using too much of it. But what really pisses me off is how people are spewing that everyone needs an electric car because electric cars are going to save the world and it's going to prevent global warming. So now we have to have all these crappy cars with automatic transmissions and all these robots inside of them instead of having cars the way they were meant to be. This is why I'm pissed off about it, because one, they're ruining cars. Two, they're lying. It's a control thing. It has nothing to do with the environment.
I have a friend who has an electric car, and he had an electric car, and then he got an electric motorcycle at some point. I don't remember exactly, but he made a very lengthy post on Facebook that was, it was just a full breakdown of his experience with these things. And one of the things I remembered most about his post was that, you know, he was describing it. It's very limiting in what you can and can't actually do. Like, if I'm at work and I was suddenly, you know what, I'm going to go to Boston tonight when I get off work. Okay, fine. That's easy to do. I can just stop anywhere and buy some gasoline. It takes five minutes. But if you're in an electric car, no.
You have to wait 30 minutes for it to charge up?
At best. Right?
Yeah, like, seriously?
And what are you going to do for 30 minutes? And you're like, did you budget that in your energy calculus for the day when you left the house? Probably not. So you're going to have to include that. Maybe you won't make it. And then he talked about, you know, how weather could change and stuff like that. So it could be fully charged when he got to work. And then on his way home, it was down to like 25%. And sure, it's still moving at that point. But it's turned the heat off on him. So now it's 20 degrees at night.
Oh my
God. He's driving without heat. And there's no way to turn it back on.
And don't get me wrong. I do think electric cars should be a thing because I believe in freedom and I believe in the free market. So if people really want these goods, it should be available for them. But it's just really cringy that all of this renewable energy, you know, it sounds nice, right? Windmills, solar panels, all of these things sound really nice. And I used to buy into this stuff.
Sure.
I used to think that it was going to save us all and it was going to make a difference and it was the future and it was good. And then I learned about how all of this is a lie and how lithium mining is very detrimental to the environment. And they're essentially having slaves digging up, working in these mines.
Not to mention, what is lithium mining in these batteries and these green alternatives like windmills and solar? What are they saving us from? You know, as you mentioned, you know,
global warming.
We were told
pollution.
That they were going to save us. They were going to save the planet. From what?
Well, and also, let's think about what do you do with a lithium battery once it's broken or dead or doesn't. Do you know how to recycle a lithium battery?
No, you throw it outside before it explodes, right?
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, you have to put it in a landfill. You can't recycle it, so it's.
I wonder why they can't be recycled. It seems like they'd be able to get the lithium out of it and reuse it or something. I don't know. I'm not an expert.
You know, and I don't know everything about them, but I've another thing with the windmills, the same thing with why the windmills are kind of a failed experiment that California can't get let go of. Because it's just so expensive to get rid of them and to repurpose these things that it's like not even worth it.
Oh my God, I saw the worst picture ever on Twitter or something. It was, I never considered this ever. You know, those solar panel like fields that are covered in whole bunches of solar panels. There was a picture of them all completely shattered, like a whole bunch of them all shattered. It said solar panels after a hailstorm.
Oh, really? I would think they would be more sturdy than that.
They looked, it was just destroyed. They were ruined.
And, you know, don't get me wrong. I will probably put solar panels on my house.
I want to.
So I'm not totally against it. I'm just, you know, let's not pretend like this is a foolproof solution and we need to get rid of using oil and gasoline. And you know, I recognize that these things are dirty and they're not great for the environment, but let's not pretend that lithium mining is great for the environment. Either way, you know, there are better solutions out there, and I don't think lithium batteries are going to save us.
I think we should stop acting like there's just, like, you know, two options and research into things that, you know, people get told they're crazy for just bringing up in the scientific community. I think we need to reject scientists, and everybody just needs to start, like, from the scratch. Like, the things I've been reading in The Secret Life of Plants, the book I keep bringing up because I've been reading it for, like, 2 months, every time somebody discovers something new, every single time, the scientific community attacks them. They can't talk about it because they can't get into any, you know, good journals because the scientific community is just like, that's wrong. And then later, like, 2 decades after the guy dies, they're like, okay, we admit that it's actually true now. And it's just like, I don't think there should be people controlling. Like, if somebody wants to figure out if we can run cars on water, they should be allowed to.
He did, and they killed him.
And, yep, exactly. They killed the guy in Buffalo, or was it?
Maybe.
And the other thing is nuclear. People will just call you, you know, racist and a bigot or something if you suggest that maybe nuclear is a better option.
So, I mean, on the subject of academia and these fake papers, it always reminds me of this three scholars who wrote 20 fake papers using fashionable language, right? Mm. And they argued for ridiculous conclusions, and they submitted these to actual scientific journals. And if I remember correctly, okay, here it is right here, only 6 of them were rejected. So
how many were there?
20. So 20 completely bogus, fake scientific papers written just using fashionable language, yeah. Right? Leftist language is how I'm assuming that to be. 14 of them were actually published in these serious peer-reviewed journals.
Peer-reviewed, eh? Yes. Yeah, I'm sure those are peer-reviewed, all right. Yeah,
that's the point that science is at in the United States.
Yeah,
this is why no one can pay off their college debt, because if you're, if you went to college and it made you actually worth anything in society, then you'd be able to pay off your freaking debt.
Yeah. Well, anyways, let's get into this article a little bit. So, Dear Earth Talk, why is lithium mining so bad for the environment? That's what we want to know. Lithium is called white gold for a good reason. The metal's value has been growing exponentially over the last several years, in large part because it's an essential component of lithium ion batteries, themselves indispensable in several key sustainable technologies where energy storage is of utmost importance. As electric cars, wind, and solar power have grown into major players in the energy industry, lithium has become key to engineering a future free of fossil fuels. But acquiring lithium comes at an enormous cost. As with most metals, its mining is destructive. It often works like this. Briny water containing lithium as well as salts and other metals is pumped to the surface from underground aquifers and mixed with fresh water.
So I was curious why lithium makes good batteries. Evidently, it's just highly reactive. It readily loses its outermost electron.
Oh, let's bury a whole bunch in random cities.
Let's give it to the bipolar people.
Oh, that's right. They did that, didn't they?
Yeah, they still do.
Really, still?
Yeah.
We're going to talk more about lithium mining, so hang on for that. There is more coming up. 603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in on what you think about the environment and how we might save it. That's 603-283-6160.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
With Aria, Nikki, and Bonnie. And I'll say, Nate, I want to say thank you to Michael, who is tonight's amplifier. That means that Michael is a member of the AMPS program. You can find it at amps.freetalklive.com. All we ask is $5 per month. That gets you in. Michael, however, is a platinum-level amplifier, which means that Michael is giving $25 per month to the program. Again, we don't ask that. It's amps.freetalklive.com. It stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. So if you value the show, if you want to help us get on more radio stations, all of that great stuff, joining the AMPS program is the best way to do it. And it does come with a number of cool little perks, some of which we may be revisiting here in the number near future, not to change them or make them worse, but to actually make them better. So you might want to check that out. That's amps.freetalklive.com. Michael, thank you so much for your contributions. Let's go to the phones. We have El Conejo on the line from Nebraska. El Conejo, you're on Free Talk Live. Oh, I've got you muted. Hold on. I don't even know when I hit that button. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. I was just calling about a really exciting development with Monero, the leading privacy coin.
Yep.
Oh, I want to hear about this. I heard that there was some kind of an upgrade, but I hadn't looked into it at all.
I love Monero. I can't use it.
Yeah.
But I love it.
There was an upgrade, so it's much more secure and faster. But now there's also, with the official wallets, the My Monero wallet and the Cake wallet, as in like a birthday cake, like Cake wallet.
Yeah.
Both of them have a feature now where you can spend Monero as cash anonymously at 150,000 locations in the United States.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah. You can sign up with a burner email just for receipts to be sent to you, but that doesn't have to be attached to your identity. And it works through a gift card. So you go to pretty much any major chain. You enter in the exact amount, whatever the purchase costs. They scan it, and you get 3% back. So you save 3%.
That's an incredible development. There have been so many awesome incredible developments, like Dash Direct, I think, was another one that came out this year. Mm-hmm. There's so many of these awesome things that I wish I could take part in.
This is so messed up. It's just, you haven't been proven guilty of anything, and you're just being punished and having your due process just absolutely trampled
guilty
on
until proven innocent.
And, you know, it seems like something that could be worth fighting in court. I don't know if it's worth it, but, like, can you forbid someone from using money? I don't know. And, you know, I don't know how all of that works. And I get my eyes get heavy and I start glazing over when I think too hard about it. But it's all very confusing. It's just frustrating, right? To see all of these awesome developments where people can use Monero, the best privacy coin out there, as far as I'm aware, certainly the most popular privacy coin out there, one of the best developments in tech and finances in my entire life, and now you can use it at 150,000 locations across the United States. So it's a huge development.
Just, like, think of all the people that this is going to save from the 87,000 new IRS agents. Like, they won't have all these purchases. They have to track and make you explain where you got the money from, if you got the money under the table somehow. That's just great.
I don't believe that they're getting that many new IRS agents. Where are those people coming from?
I hate
seriously,
to think of it, but
where'd they find those people?
The cities.
Okay, thank you so much for the good news tonight. I always love hearing positive news about Monero, so keep us up. I mean, if you use this service, or I wish I kept you on so I could ask you if you use this service or not to test it out. But we do also have Bad Slave on the line from New Hampshire. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, you guys, thanks for taking my call. Nikki, Bonnie, and Aria.
Yeah, sure. What's on your mind tonight?
The battery thing is that we have intermittent production of electricity with both electric and wind. So you don't get 24/7. Power out of a windmill or even solar panels.
Okay,
yeah,
so
because the sun's not there and the wind's not there 24/7.
So the purpose of the battery is to, you know, store energy?
To store the energy, okay, when the wind's not blowing or the sun's not shining. And there's a huge facility in Australia put up by Tesla, you know, called their Mega Pack or Mega something or other.
Mega whoring to the government?
Well, no. This is all purchased. Well,
the corporation,
probably the, you know, he builds these things. And the Australian government buys them.
Right, like I said, welfare whoring, selling stuff to making money by selling stuff to governments. For the course for Elon Musk.
Well, the fact is that it is they don't last forever, I think there is some recycling possible with the lithium, but they keep talking about all this really amazing technology. It's right on the verge of being, produced and, supposed to be cheaper and, less polluting and all that good stuff. But,
well, they've always promised that sort of stuff with energy, right? I mean, that's always the solution. Nuclear is going to be more efficient. It's going to be cheaper. It's going to be less polluting. And then it's like, oh, okay. Well, it turns out we were wrong.
Yeah, maybe not.
I mean, nuclear actually.
Back in the 50s, they made a mistake, and they chose to use the plutonium fuel and instead of the liquid thorium, liquid salt.
Well, I don't know about that, but I mean, thank you so much for the call tonight, Bad Slave. They do this sort of nonsense all the time. It was going to be geothermal energy was the next big thing they were so fascinated about in the early 2000s. I think.
Yeah, with like the T-shirts.
Yeah. And that went nowhere, right? And
yeah, it's just like now your sweat stains are more prominent. It's like, well, that didn't really work out.
That's gross. You know what pisses me off like, that we don't have those blimps anymore just because there was that one blimp that caught on fire, and then everybody's like, oh, that's obviously dangerous. I think that those
The solution would have been to not fill it with flammable air, right?
I'm sure that they could have figured a better way to do it.
Yeah, helium, maybe.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
The Hindenburg.
Hindenburg.
There were literally people standing out there on the thing, like, smoking cigarettes and stuff like that, because, to be fair, they're not wrong. You do have to have a certain air-to-fuel ratio in order to have a combustion, right? I remember the Mythbusters making this point, you know, what do we have to do to blow up a room full of gasoline? Well, you have to have oxygen there as well. So if there's just hydrogen there, no, it won't combust. But if you get enough oxygen in there with that hydrogen and that open flame, bad things are going to happen. But, like, helium could have worked.
I'm sure that if they didn't just, you know, scare tactic people away from it, then by now some smart person who knows way more about it than me would have figured it out, because those things are so cool and they would look so much better going through the sky than, like, a whole bunch of airplanes. And it just pisses me off that was taken from us because of a psyops.
Well, they still have blimps, right? Like the Goodyear blimp that they use at football games.
I thought so.
But not for, like, you know, mass travel. Like, they can make those things way bigger.
What would happen if you made a blimp? Well, where would you get the air to pump it with, right?
I guess you could if you wanted to, but the air police would shoot you down.
Would they, though? 'Cause,
probably.
I mean, I don't know. You don't have to actually have a pilot's license to fly a plane, right?
I would also like my own blimp.
I think you do.
You actually don't. Yeah, if you have a plane, yeah, you can just fly it, right?
I think you need a pilot's license.
There's no one there to check.
I mean, so technically you probably do, but yeah, if there's no one there to check, that, you know, it's not like the road. Like, I don't need a license to drive a car, but if I get pulled over, I might go to jail.
Yeah,
but there's less patrolling in the air.
Yeah,
so.
No patrolling. And if you go through someone's airspace, like Bradley International's airspace or Boston's airspace or whatever, they're not going to ask you your pilot's license information because they don't care. They're more concerned about making sure that planes aren't colliding with one another.
Yeah.
For them, whether or not your license is irrelevant. So no one ever asks.
I mean, that's how it should be.
Show me your pilot's license. You just assume that if someone says, hey, I want to take your plane, that they're probably licensed.
It's like, well, I'm operating this plane just fine, so you can assume that I'm qualified to do so.
Blimps go so much slower, and just imagine if we all had, like, just like medium-sized blimps that we kept somewhere, and if we had to travel somewhere, we'd just fly our own blimp instead of going to the stupid airport, because you could fly them so safely. They go so slow, and you could get somewhere faster
than
walking.
Picturing Bonnie, like, flying somewhere in a hot air balloon.
No, not a hot air balloon.
We're out of time for tonight, but you can join us at social.freetalklive.com to carry on this conversation.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.